Time for the best 5 minutes of the day, and Jason Cairns is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you for the first time since Saturday. How was your weekend?
Saturday, it was all right. Nothing real exciting this weekend.
You met my mom. That was exciting.
I was going to say, as I had visited with your mom and your stepdad, that was great to meet them. And we've talked about her a lot over the years, for sure. And so it was really neat to be able to just sit and have some fellowship with you and Peggy and Grace and your mom and stepdad. So, yeah, it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question with the big excitement, but yes, that was a good visit, Friday night and Saturday. So kind of the early Christmas visit with Grandma and Grandpa. But Athena is a mom. She gave birth to 6 puppies early on Saturday.
That's super exciting. Yeah. And I would imagine exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you got, I guess the black one was first, and then there were 3 kind of blue merle, a dark brown and a light brown, for a total of 6, 3 boys and 3 girls.
Very good.
And
very good.
Just have you had animals that have had, given birth? No.
No, we have not.
All right.
Thankfully,
sure.
I will say.
Sure.
It's super cute, but I can imagine how nerve-wracking and exhausting that could be.
Yeah, I would say it's never been a part of my life experience either. And
sure.
Yet my wife kind of grew up on almost a hobby farm of sorts, and there were animals.
Sure.
And so she's much more intelligent about all that. So, but yeah, trying to make it as comfortable as possible for Athena. And yes, they will be for sale. So contact me and I'll put you in touch with her, okay?
Yeah, I would add, though, apart from the exhaustion, there's also the cuteness explosion that comes with having puppies in the house. So I'm excited for that part for your family.
She did put a couple of posts you might have seen last night, and I'll share it on my personal Facebook page. But the fact is that I guess their eyes are closed for like the first 2 weeks. But then after that, I mean, they grow up in a hurry, you know. So
they do. Unlike human babies.
Yeah, I know. Human kids.
They mature faster.
Takes a while to leave the nest, and yet about 8 or 9 weeks in, we're thinking in time for Valentine's Day. So if you want to contact us, we're thinking by February 10th, you could have a Aussie Doodle. Mini Aussie Doodle is what they're called, okay? So,
all right. Mm-hmm. All right. Good to know.
All right. So in the meantime, we are 2 weeks until Christmas. How about that?
2 weeks. Yeah, we're hitting that busy season again. We have choir concert at Memorial tonight, and then mixed show choirs at North on Thursday, and then band concert next Monday. So it's definitely ramp up holiday season time now. So,
wait, Alex is in how many singing groups at Memorial?
3, I believe, and also in concert band. So,
yeah.
So,
all right,
definite busyness this time of year.
So if I heard you right, you have one tonight even?
Correct, yes. Tonight's the choir concert at Memorial. So,
and I'm off to Prescott to do boys high school basketball, but thankfully it's a little early, maybe like the 6:40 pregame on WOGO tonight. So,
very good. That's nice.
And the Packers play in New York against the Giants, but they actually play in New Jersey, oddly enough. But
So are you going to be able to watch the game and watch the game?
I will probably listen on the way back to the game. So.
All right. Very good.
All right. We're up to unpacking the Christmas story from Luke 2:6-7 today.
Sounds good. It says, and while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them.
Mm-hmm. And in the letters to the beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, he tackles those two verses this way. Well, Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem. Mary went into labor and gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth to keep him warm, and she laid him in an animal's feeding trough because there were no rooms for rent. Beloved, understand that there were no hotels on every corner in those days, as there are now. So when you hear the word inn, Luke was not suggesting a hotel. However, some rooms were available to travelers, as you can imagine. With so many people coming to Davidstown, resources were scarce, so the young couple and their new son stayed in the animal's shelter.
Yeah, it's one of those where it's there's been so much we, I think, learn about these stories through mm-hmm. songs, and yet it'd be so interesting to be able to put ourselves in that circumstance and find out, okay, what was that actually like to be there in that time, in that space? Mm-hmm. What were Mary and Joseph feeling and experiencing with that happening? And I just find it really encouraging and exciting even to think about what that might have been.
And isn't it, I mean, just most striking in terms of the humility with which God was born? I mean, just that, right?
Right. And it started that way and kind of continued that way through his life. Mm-hmm. And it's a good reminder for us.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason. Have a good Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll see
how tired we both are here. John's the first out of the gate. He's got a joke for us, so let's see what he's got on his mind this morning here on WWIB. He's feeling better, hopefully. Those prayers being answered as he was battling COVID here. So.
Why did the farmer put bells on the cows for?
Why?
Because the horns didn't work.
All right, there we go. Okay, so for a little levity on Monday, we turn to a stand-up comic and a pastor, and who knows which order it comes in first, Drew Fralick with the Renaissance Vineyard Church. He co-pastors with his wife, Lori, in Detroit. Hey, Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, sorry about the Lions, man.
Oh, it's brutal. It's a never-ending. It's just, it's Shakespearean. It's just tragedy, you know?
What did you actually say?
I do have a little.
What did you say on Facebook about the Lions?
I said, what if instead of the Lion King, it was called the Detroit Lion King, and instead of Mufasa getting trampled to death, the Lions secondary was shredded to death by a running quarterback, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact
words.
That's
kind of it.
But
mm-hmm.
I have a little surprise for you this morning, Mark.
What is that?
So, you told me we were going to read Abner's jokes. Abner's my son. He's 8 years old.
I have him all queued up. I have his first joke queued up in the way that he told it when you sent it to me on Messenger.
Well, he's on the line with us right
okay.
now. Why don't you say hi, Abner? Say
hi.
Good morning, Abner. And how old are you?
8 years old.
All right.
Wow. And he's been, so I just want to say, this is his radio debut. He's been up for the last 4 hours just pounding Red Bull, getting the energy up.
Wow.
Ready for the WIB wake-up show.
Yeah, well, he's awake then. That's good.
He's here. Yep. So
all right.
Are we going to play some of his jokes?
I was going to, but I mean, does he want to deliver it live or what?
We better go with recorded.
Okay.
That's
all
a
right.
lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, good to have you aboard, Abner. This is what you sounded like when Dad recorded you, your first joke.
What did the egg say at breakfast? Let's get cracking.
You have another joke? Is there another?
Okay, all right, so what did the egg say at breakfast? Let's get cracking. All right, there we go.
That's a solid joke.
Yeah.
Do you have any response to that?
I'm laughing.
They had to all fall out in the rain.
Okay.
They had to all fall out in the rain.
Yeah.
Abner likes the absurdist humor. He likes to go with the wacky punchlines, so.
Well, we're kind of.
Now, are we going to play another one here, Mark? Well, or do you want me to give a rebuttal here?
I thought you have a joke right after Abner's joke.
Okay. All right. So this is an old joke. This is kind of a street joke. Some of your listeners may have heard it before, but there are these two MLB baseball players. They're both Christians. And one was a pitcher and one was a catcher. And they played on the same team. And they were like, man, we love baseball so much. I hope that there's baseball one day in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had this conversation all the time. And so one day God decided to send an angel to talk to both of them. And the angel said, you know, fellas, I got great news. I got two things to tell you. First thing is, good news is they do play baseball in heaven. You know, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, they're all up there, and you're going to play with them one day.
Okay.
And they go, okay, well, what's the other bit of news? And he goes, well, you're on the starting rotation tomorrow night.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's not so good. But, hey, you know, why not? Hey, here's one from
why
a listener.
Not?
Bruce Westfall says, why do reindeer fly over rooftops?
Why do reindeer fly over rooftops? Why?
They can't fly under them.
Oh man!
Yeah, I think even Abner got a giggle out of that one.
Abner liked that one. Yeah, that was good.
All right, boy, we're going to wrap this up. This is one more joke from Abner.
Going on there?
Okay, so. What is an astronaut's favorite snack? Rocket chips.
Rocket chips?
Yeah, there we go. Rocket chips.
That one took me like 8 minutes to get, but yeah, it's rocket chips, rocket chips.
Yep.
I got it, finally.
There we go. Drew, have a good Monday. Don't be blue because of the Lions. I mean, you know, there's always next week. The Whip Wake Up Show, our weekend recap, your friendly neighborhood hosts. And while my mom and stepdad came, and that was terrific, Friday night into Saturday, the headline of our weekend was Athena, our mini Aussie Shepherd, is a mom.
Really? Congrats, Athena.
Early on Saturday, in the early morning hours, she gave birth to... not three, not four, not five, but six puppies.
Man, you sounded like LeBron going to Miami there.
Six. Yes, three blue Merle, one dark brown, one light brown, one black, three boys, three girls. And so mom and babies are doing well. But I'll tell you, just, you know, the miracle of birth, certainly. But just to see that you go away, God is amazing. So anyhow. If you're wanting a puppy for Valentine's Day, get a hold of me. In the meantime, also yesterday, while the Packers weren't playing, I watched a terrific, you and I have been talking baseball off the air just a little bit before this, Yogi Berra. There's a terrific documentary on him on Netflix. Check that out.
So headline of my weekend would be birthday weekend. So
yeah.
I have three children with birthdays all in the space of 1 week, or I guess 8 days, Sunday to Sunday. There's three birthdays. So Nora's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, one day late to my baby girl. She turned six yesterday. We have a teenager tomorrow. Lily turns 13 tomorrow. And then Teddy's first birthday is coming up this Sunday. So we didn't do anything for Teddy yet, but the girls, again, they're sisters, and they were like, yeah, it's fine. Let's kind of combine our celebrations a little bit. And so, yeah, Saturday spilling into Sunday. We had a lot of fun. Homemade cakes with mom. Strawberry pomegranate was Lily's choice. And then Nora wanted all things chocolate and frozen at the same time with Elsa.
Okay.
But yeah, we went to some of their favorite places, including Whirly Bird Coffee Co. and Joanne Fabrics and Crafts.
Stopped
at Hy-Vee at the food court for lunch. And again, enjoyed a lot of different activities. And oh, yeah, we were down at Crumble Cookie as well, too. So just a lot of different things going on Saturday night. Went over to Menominee to broadcast a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, there was more celebration at the Red House. That's Grandma and Grandpa's house, more birthday celebration. But before that, it was Christmas program day.
Mm.
So Nora's first experience being in a Christmas program. She did well. A lot of people commented, that girl likes to move to the music, and she does.
Way to go, Nora.
So yeah, on her birthday, and Lily did great as one of the expendable crewmen in the Star Trek parody for the teen drama as well. So yeah, focusing on my girls and loved it throughout the weekend.
A teenager tomorrow. Wow.
And I didn't watch a shred of football yesterday, and I'm okay. But I'm going to watch the Packers tonight.
Yes. Good game tonight, hopefully. Make Us Laugh Monday. We take your jokes, and we've had several throughout the morning. And then we share ours, three apiece. Here we go. Caleb, why do seagulls fly over the sea?
I am not sure.
Well, because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
That's a good one to start a Monday morning.
Yeah.
Well, what does the word contemplate mean? The college student asked his English professor. Think about it, the professor answered. Ugh, the student groaned. Can't you just tell me?
Good. That's good. Good job.
All right.
My wife hated my impulse purchase of a revolving chair, but then she sat on it and eventually she came around.
Oh, Make Us Laugh Monday here in the Whip Wake Up Show. Your joke's welcome, 715-396-1670. Well, why can't a nose be 12 inches long? Why can't a nose be 12 inches long? Because then it'd be a foot.
Yes. Yes. But you're two for two. You're two for two. My last one this morning, keeping in the spirit of the season, why was Santa's little helper depressed?
I'm not sure.
Because he had very low elf esteem.
All right, one more here for me. What do you call a shoe made from a banana peel? What do you call a shoe made from a banana peel?
What?
A slipper.
Yes, there we go. Three for three for you.
Thank you for the grace, yeah.
Well, post on the Wib Facebook page over the weekend, what's your favorite traditional Christmas carol? And we've got over 30 responses.
And again, we have, man, we're closing in on 2,500 Christmas songs in our library. You're not going to find a deeper, more extensive Christmas library anywhere. So thank you for making WIB your Christmas station. But we've got the traditional favorites. We've got new songs as well, too. But delving into this a little bit, when you think Christmas, what's one of those favorite carols where you're saying, man, I love hearing that. I love singing it.
Yeah, and so let's share some of the answers. Jennifer says The First Noel. Jan says Silent Night. And Smokey says We Three Kings.
Trevor says God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Elisha says Oh Holy Night. Erica says Silent Night. And Mary says Mary Did You Know. A little tie-in there.
Sue goes with Oh Holy Night. Also, Barry Hertz specifically says Paul McCartney, A Wonderful Christmas Time. And Kaya says Away in a Manger.
Luann says Oh Holy Night. Mary says Do You Hear What I Hear? Okay, we haven't had that one on there yet. Julie says Ding Dong Merrily on High. And Susan says Oh Holy Night. And What Child Is This? Getting into two for
yeah,
answers
there we
the
go.
Question.
Nancy goes with Angels We Have Heard on High. Becky, Oh Holy Night. For Amy, What Child Is This? And Tammy, another vote for Silent Night. She says specifically sung by candlelight.
Again, we... candlelight service, just beautiful. We asked you on the WWIB Radio Facebook page, what's your favorite traditional Christmas carol? Glenda says Silver Bells and sung by Anne Murray. Heather says Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Linda says Silver Bells. And Linda, number two here in a row, just says all of them with tons of exclamation points. I like your Christmas spirit, Linda.
All right. I think that Alicia said the Christmas canon. Sheila said it came upon a midnight clear. Pamela, What Child Is This? And Sue goes with Oh Holy Night.
Jolene says Silent Night. Cindy, What Child Is This? Kathleen says I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
Ryan, a couple of guys finished it out. Ryan says Go Tell It on the Mountain. We started the 6 o'clock hour with Larnell Harris doing that. And Jason from the best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Cann's going with Oh Holy Night. All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, and it's the second of three drawings, day 7 of our 12 days of bundles. Your name goes into a little Christmas box here. If you're able to... become a December partner with a generous gift of $103.70 to WIB Incorporated. You can mail it to us. You can walk it in. And you can give safely and securely online, always at WWIB.com.
So thank you so much to everybody who's given. And, yeah, we love seeing the box pretty full, Halvo. We're going to draw out another name here. And thank you for your year-end support of West Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated.
We've got 8 names in there.
Fantastic.
All right.
All right, here we go. The name with the drum roll is...
Deborah and Durand.
Deborah and Durand, love the alliteration and love your support of the ministry and those 20 Christ-centered programs. Thank you so much, Deborah. And someone will give you a call and you'll get to choose from those extra, extra thank you gift bundles. If you want to see what's available, friends, again, we've got things from Domino's, Chick-fil-A, Hy-Vee, Family Fair, all those things we started with too. And still some opportunities for you. I believe MyPillow 2.0s and many other wonderful thank you gifts for your generosity at the end of the year to WIB Incorporated. So check those out. Find the Bundle Up banner, the 12 Days of Bundles at WWIB.com.